bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got to get myself a jingle. Like the Empire commercial. I used to think when I was growing up that the only place Empire was in Chicago. And then I moved to Milwaukee, or I would travel, and I would see that idiot 588-2300 Empire, and I was like, huh? And I realized, oh, okay. It's pretty cool. But anyway, I digress. I just thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was kind of like, interesting. 3 minutes after the hour, 51 degrees. High today was only 57. It feels like 46 degrees because, you know, got a little bit of a wind, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it, winds are from the northeast at about 12 miles an hour. So that's what making it feel like a little 46 degree day. So, yeah. So you might hear it in my voice. I'm a little tentative. So I may as well, like, okay, just, I'll say it first. Here it is. All right?
Number 5.
Fox 6 Now, Aaron Rodgers' retirement. This is it, he says. Upcoming season. My response, who cares? Next.
Number 4.
Just, like, why would we care? Dude is gone. Like, why do people do that in Wisconsin? Why do people do that all over the world? Oh, they left us, and so now we have to track them because we think they're terrible because they left. They did it to Brett Favre. They did it to, like, who cares? They're gone. It's like an umbilical cord just stuck to them. Oh, my God, I'm stuck, and they can't let them go. Well, I know somebody that might get let go. This from Fox 6 Now. This is an update on who's watching the watchers. A second officer, the police department disclosed during a fire and police commission meeting. No formal charges have been filed in the second case, but they said an officer is on full suspension pending the outcome and investigation. Flock cameras We talked about it the other day. Now it's official. They're looking into but didn't really give any information. Now, boop, they're on it. And the person has been suspended. And now we are looking into that. So we need an update on the Midtown data center because they're trying to put – so, boy, when I tell you about this, it just clicked.
Number three.
This from Milwaukee News, Neighborhood News Service. The article goes, one thing that's clear about the proposed development of the former Walmart Midtown Center that would use a portion for data center processing, community members want more information. Sherman Park resident Sherry Scott said that I'm open to hearing what it's going to be about, but I moved. Here's what it didn't dawn on me until I realized the first story they moved was what? The first story they moved was, hey, the library on Capitol is moving. It's going to move into where the Walmart is. Oh, that's cool. Got people to support it. Oh, and by the way, across the way is going to be a data center. Huh? The City Plan Commission removed two items related to the project zoning from its meeting agenda for May 18th, a couple days ago, after organizing groups shared public documents about the project on social media. People want to know everything, said Mabel Lamb, executive director of the Sherman Park Community Association. I think it's appropriate, and they should be allowed to ask questions and have some clarity. Makes sense. Spokesperson for the Department of City Development said it's seeking clarifying details on the technology portion, but the proposal has not used the language of data center. How stupid is that? Like, what? It's not a data center. It's just got computers and servers and... Okay. Only 10,000 of the 19,000 square feet would be used for a data processing computer services computer research facility. That's called a data center, stupid. Wow. That's amazing. That is an example of how politicians and officials, you know, I heard something cool today. We shouldn't give term limits to politicians. We should give term limits to people that work for the city. You only get 20 years, then you got to go. We will gladly pay higher taxes, but we'll actually get what we want because no matter what you do, your time is limited and we got to re-up your contract every 4 years. So instead of the politician leaving, the politician can stay. But the people that work there got to get rid of them because they become entrenched. And you get spokespeople for the city development and it doesn't have the language of data center. What? Huh? It's just data processing and computer services and computer research and a research facility, but not. Oh my gosh. Makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. The new project description describes using 10,000, like I said, of the 19,000 square feet of space for high-performing computing with offices for engineers and a lab that'll house equipment running various research models. Backup generator. And so I wonder who's supposed to work here. I wonder who's supposed to work here because... I just wonder. Sounds strange to me.
Number two.
We talked about it. Ex-city attorney Terriman Spencer charged with bail jumping, already facing two felonies. City attorney Terriman Spencer has been charged with violating conditions of his bail because they tried to get him to give up his phone. He didn't want to. They were going to arrest him, so they gave it up. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that works out. We kind of care a lot about that the same way we care about Rogers' retirement. You know?
Number one.
Well, this is the second day in a row that I've noticed this, and I don't know if it's a trend. It doesn't seem to be warm enough, and it seems like it happens in the cold months. But from WISN.com, a major house fire spread to neighboring homes in Milwaukee's Franklin Heights neighborhood, forcing evacuations and drawing a massive emergency response. Around 5 a.m. this morning at 20th Street across the Union Cemetery, with crews arriving to find heavy smoke and flames engulfing multiple structures. Deputy Chief Ron Fernrohr said the 2.5-story home was fully engulfed in fire when the first unit arrived on the scene. Within 4 minutes, crews transmitted a second alarm, doubling resources to approximately 60 firefighters. The fire spread to homes on both sides. 20th Street was completely shut down. Crews brought in additional equipment and water to battle the blaze, and the deputy chief said the cause of the fire has not been determined. No injuries to firefighters or occupants were reported, and the number of displaced residents remain unknown. Red Cross has been contacted. A resident who was evacuated told WISN 12 News that five people were inside the home where the fire started, and all were able to get out safely. The problem is it then moved to two. Isn't that the second fire that has started and moved to a new structure? Like, that's kind of weird. That's a little different. So in 2 days, or roughly 3 days, we've had two fires that have basically done the same thing. Interesting. 833-212-1017 is the number. But we come back, we got talking text, we got YouTube chat, we got questions. If you want to answer a question, 833-212-1017 is the number. Do you have the confidence to overcome your fear? And be asked a question cold. I got 30 of them, so I'll never run out. But we'll do like we did before. I think Todd was the only one that won last time, because he was bold enough to call in to be asked simple questions. But they're kind of dumb questions, too, because it's hump day, right? You don't want anything that's going to make your head hurt, but, you know, I'm just saying. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Come in with straight truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
On another hemisphere. Somebody tell them people Mr. Hem is here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Mr. Hem is here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Mr. Hem. Combo short like.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me look on here. Let me go back. Ooh, I missed a lot. Wayne said a lot. Wayne and Todd said a lot. A boycott can never harm the same people it was intended to help or protect. It can cause inconvenience, but not harm. Asking the players to participate in the boycott by giving up NIL money is insane. Yes, it is. Todd said, Dr. Ken, that's a ridiculous proposition. Having black athletes do the efforts required by politicians to achieve the politicians' goals, just plain lazy and disgusting. Wayne said, Dr. Ken, a better form of protest would be to ask, do NIL recruits in to not sign with any, say, Alabama? I get it. Okay. So ask NIL recruits not to sign with Alabama while creating a pipeline for that talent to go to, say, Georgia. Then you would see change. I don't know if you would see change. I think the issue is, why are you attacking state schools? Like, that's just the weirdest thing to me. That just makes no sense. I don't get it. Let me check the YouTube chat. I just don't get it. That just makes no sense. I just don't get it. Mal said, dang, Dr. Ken, be nice to have Aaron Rodgers. He owned the Bears for a few seasons. Yeah, but he doesn't own anybody now. You know why? because every team goes every way. Right? It just is what it is. Wow. That's unfortunate. But I don't think that'll happen. So any answers to any questions, give me a call. 833-212-1017 is the number. Now these are silly questions, right? But I gotta ask you the question, so you gotta give me a call. I mean, if you're brave enough, 833-212-1017. And I might have put a couple of them in the YouTube chat, because some of them are just questions that I just had to go, wait, what? That kind of makes sense. If you want me to give you an example, you got to give me a call. 833-212-1017. If you're nice, I'll take it on the talking text line. Not the YouTube chat, but the talking text line. Anybody want to take a question? Let me give you an example. Give you an example and then give you my answer. Have you driven in rush hour traffic? Yes. Then why do they call it rush hour but nobody moves fast? Like, I've never understood that. Why do people say, sleep like a baby, when a baby wakes up every 2 hours? Like, I'm not really, like, it just makes no sense to me. You got a remote TV at a home, Zach? You got a remote for a TV?
Yeah.
Why do people press hard on a remote when the batteries are dying? Like, I've never understood that. Oh, the battery's down. Let me press harder. Like, what? It don't work. I've just never understood that. I also learned never to have a gym membership. Never to have a gym membership at all, because it makes no sense. Like, a gym membership just, like, it was a waste of time and money. I had one for a minute during COVID. And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, so does it make sense to run in a mask in a gym where I'm supposed to? Anyway, Todd, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dr. Ken. I'm very well. How are you, sir?
Good. You must seem to be the only brave one here. I thought Wayne was going to be brave, but, you know, some people just I had to throw that poke out there. All right.
Well, I guess it's fire in the hole, sir. Fire in the hole.
All right. So here's the question.
All right.
Why do people buy expensive gym memberships just to walk on a treadmill when sidewalks are free?
Well, I would say that maybe they want to meet other people in the gym, to give them self-encouragement, and to look cool and think they're cool.
Okay. So when you answer, I'm going to rate your answer, right? I'm going to rate your answer between what, 1 and 5 or 1 and 10?
Let's make it good. Let's go 1 to 5, though. It's probably okay. A 1 or a 2.
I'll give it a 3.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Why do we tell kids not to talk to strangers, but then force them to shake a stranger's hand?
Because I think, you know, maybe in our generation, Dr. Ken, you and I, that's the way it was. And maybe that's was passed down to them. And they think it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the rating on that? That's got to be a 2. I don't know. Maybe a 1.
Oh, here's a good one. Why do schools teach students to avoid copying, but businesses call that best practices?
It's bringing the children up the right way, not to copy.
But when I get in business, I see what another company does, and then I do what they do. I copy it.
Right. Well, that kind of goes back to that theory with, you know, everyone has, you know, turf. You know, the big guys have turf, And if a company, they try to buy a company and the company says no, then they immediately, they try to copy that company. And if they can't copy that company, then they crush them either through the legal process
or so
cutting
nice.
Prices.
You're so nice. Just crush them.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of, that's how it is. You know, everybody has turf, you know, the big guys, everybody has a section of turf. And if, you know, like a while back, Dr. Ken, you had talked about that. It was a black lady that had some internet company. I think it was, I don't know exactly what it was. But the question was, should she sell? And I said, yes, she should, because they'll try to copy her. And if they can't copy her, then boom, then the big guys, they'll take you out either under litigation or cutting prices.
You're so positive. You are so positive.
Well, the show's called The Truth, Dr. Ken.
Okay. So here's a wow. Why is the person who asks the most questions sometimes treated like the problem instead of the smartest person in the room?
Because that, what? Oh boy, that's
I got
a
him.
Good one.
Ding.
Oh. Yeah, you did.
Finally.
You did, All Dr. Right. Ken. Congratulations. That's a good one. And then they become ignored because the
because they're asking too many questions.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Well, and they don't want to be threatened either. They don't want to look stupid.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. It's always wonderful talking with you.
Same here. Take care.
Bye.
833-212-1017 is the number. G, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
Good afternoon, Dr. Harris. I got an answer for that gym piece that you were speaking on.
Okay, so why do people buy expensive gym memberships just to walk on a treadmill when sidewalks are free?
Well, there's also strength training, like people in our age group is important.
You can't add to the question, player. Come on now. The question was expensive gym just to walk on a treadmill when sidewalks are free. You can't be adding extra stuff to make it make sense. Come on.
But the thing is that treadmill, you can put it on an incline. You can speed it up. You can make it go faster.
You can run upstairs.
You can
take stairs. Well,
you said, see, now you're adding to it now because you
said
sidewalk.
But it's sidewalk. It's sidewalk. It's made of concrete.
But I would say, because you can add variations to a treadmill. Uh-huh. And, you know, socialization, you know, just getting out the house, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have stuff at home, which, you know, some people got equipment at home just to get out and, you know, things like that. That's just my answer for that, you know. So I guess that's all I got to say.
Well, I got one more question before I go to traffic.
Sure.
Why do people want honesty until honesty hurts their feelings?
Ooh. Why do people want honesty?
Until honesty hurts their feelings.
That's, you know what, that's kind of a tough one there, you know. I guess it depends on the person.
It's supposed to be.
If they got thick skin, like some people can handle it and some people can't.
Why
Sometimes
do people want
hurts.
Honesty until honesty hurts their feelings?
Well, I don't know. I really don't really have an answer for that one.
Okay.
Maybe that somebody else that you know. But
that's an answer.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'll hang up and listen.
All right, thank you much. Wow, that's two in a row. Boop, got him stumped. 833-212-1017 is the number. Some of these questions just kind of throw me. So I thought I'd, you know, throw you.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yo, man, me and her got in my jacuzzi, you know what I'm saying? We drank a little champagne, and after that, we took a bubble bath. And then you know after that, you know what happened, right? Huh.
Hot thing in the front row, body movement. Did he say jacuzzi? Like, I haven't heard of a jacuzzi since the 1970s. Like, what? Did dude say jacuzzi? Wow. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to get back to the topic of the sports boycott. I am still unclear. You know, I read it. I looked at it during the break. I came back. I just don't understand. I just don't understand the boycott. Like, I don't. So what I plan on doing is to go back and read it. It's on thegrio.com. The Out of Bounds campaign calls for an athletic and financial boycott of public university sports programs that remain silent as Black voters are carved out of the political power in the South. It's an article by Garen Keith Gaynor, written on yesterday on The Griot. Congressional Black Caucus, enraged by the Supreme Court's gutting of the Voting Rights Act and subsequent Southern states' elimination of Black representation, joined the NAACP's call to boycott athletic programs at public universities, demanding that institutions that remain silent in the face of attacks on Black political power speak up or suffer economic consequences. What if they speak up? This is what I brought up. What if they speak up, but when they speak up, they don't really say what you want them to say? What if they speak up and you don't like what they say? Well, Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, U.S. Representative, Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, said this is an unprecedented moment featuring an unprecedented attack on Black political representation, therefore requires an unprecedented response. I don't understand what the unprecedented response is, though. They joined together. They called on Black athletes and fans to divest their dollars from public state universities where the NCAA Southeastern Conference. So what I'm doing, what are the, using Google, the SEC conference schools? Is that the right way to say it? We're going to find out. So, there are 16 SEC schools, okay? University of Alabama, University of Arkansas, Auburn University, University of Florida, University of Georgia, University of Kentucky, Louisiana State University, LSU, Ole Miss, University of Mississippi, Mississippi State, University of Missouri, University of South Carolina, University of Tennessee, Texas A&M, University of Texas Austin, that's UT Austin, Vanderbilt University, and University of Oklahoma. It includes a mix of flagship public, land-grant universities, one private research institute. Those are the schools. These are the schools that an untold number of Black players play at. They're urging incoming college athletes not to attend any university in a southern state that has not publicly condemned the wave of Black gerrymandering, of racially gerrymandering congressional maps that carve out majority Black districts to obtain political advantages for the Republican Party in November's midterm elections. Even though it's done by both sides. In this instance, I understand there is upsetting because they messed with the Civil Rights Act. I get it. And there should be some action. I don't know if telling students who have a scholarship or NIL deal don't go to school because of something that we think is important, and you'll lose your money, your scholarship, your NIL, everything, Is that same place going to have you when you can try to go to a school or your reputation is then tarnished because you don't have the backing? Because now people don't trust you in that instance. You know, we all have faults. We all have failures. We get it. They said, we believe, is what Hakeem Jeffries said. We believe the silence of these institutions is complicity and will not stand for it. How can you make an institution support you on something you believe in and they don't have to? How do you do that? Maybe I'm missing something, but this is the, what, fourth time that I've read this article, and it's, I'm sorry, it's not coming back with anything. It's not. And I don't think it'll ever come back with anything, because in the end, I don't think anything will come of it, and it'll sound good, it'll sound great, but I don't know if a player is going to give up their NIL money or scholarship money on something that might last a lifetime. And I can't come back and get it. It's not like I can come back and say, hey, can I have it back? EVC said the sports boycott is stupid. I just don't get it. For the life of me, why wouldn't you boycott? Why wouldn't you boycott professional? They could take the hit. Hey, your contract this year is $24 million. You're making $24 million. What are you boycotting? Like, I don't understand. Me not going to school to get an education. Me not going to school to get an education so I could one day play professional sports. Me going and get an education where I don't have to play a professional sport. I can create generational wealth in 5 years of playing in college because I get 5 years. Now, one thing they'll probably change is eligibility. You get the red shirt, and then you rock 5 years of eligibility. So why not? I know a certain person who went to Seattle and played at UW-Madison and was in grad school when he played football. So it can happen. It can happen. But at some point, are we really going to – and the players that it's going to deal with, right? You know, the only players that are going to feel beholden to do it are the black players. And then what? And then when it's the black players, then they lose money, their family, their generational wealth, and they stay stuck. That doesn't make any sense for me at all. You get comments on it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is this sports thing really something that we need to dive into? Is this something that we really, really need to look into? I don't understand it. I do not understand it. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, I got a story. I got a story. I'm going to go back to the talking to the YouTube chat and the talking text line. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Wow, Bill. That's a good one. When we come back, I got a great one from Bill. That is a good one. That is a good one. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. More questions. If you're brave, give me a call, and you can answer a few questions. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be back.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 44 minutes after the hour, I have to do one thing. That one guy, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Ken?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just got home from work, so it feels nice to be home. But Dr. Ken, man, don't tell me it's true what's going on. I've heard some terrible, terrible news.
What terrible news
I've
have you heard?
Like, come on. Is it really true?
What? I don't know what you've heard, so I can't say yes or no.
You're not coming back.
Well, it's not that I'm not coming back. The station is moving forward, and they're going in a different direction. And my services are no longer needed. So I'll be on YouTube every day from 4 to 6 at Dr. Ken's Truth.
That's a lot on their part.
Well, thank you for that. Right, I appreciate it. YouTube, but life does go on.
I really appreciated your podcast. You kind of remind me of my dad who bashes me a lot. So
that kind of feels insulting, but okay.
That's not insulting. Yeah. I mean, you care. Fathers are always going to care.
Not all of them, but I get it. I get what you're saying.
But
it's kind of chilly out today.
You helped me come out of my shell more, and I used to be so nervous when I called in. I started with Ben jamming, jamming with Juice, and then I went straight into your show, and you know, you guys helped me like speak up more. So I appreciate
Good.
You so much.
Glad to hear that.
Well,
I'm not disappearing yet.
Very informative.
I'm not disappearing yet.
Well,
I'll be on YouTube.
I hope you stick around.
Dr. Ken's Truth. So. Careful, right, Dr. Ken is young at heart. That's what Miles said. I am not young at heart. I am my age. I love it. I act it. My generation. And I can poo-poo. And I can still take your black car, Miles.
I hope I get to see everybody from this
podcast. We'll have some meetups and we'll have some places. We'll go hang out on a weekend and do all kind of stuff. We'll be fine. It'll be great.
Hey, we'll go to that cigar fest at the Bavarian Beer House.
There you go.
That's a fun one, I heard.
There you go.
All right, Dr. Kyle, I'll leave you to it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, my brain keeps going back to this thing, but I don't know. Hey, I just heard a story on JS Online that just broke 47 minutes ago. Longtime Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Paul Van Grunsven is stepping down from the bench in the coming month, and it'll be up to Tony Evers to find his replacement. Who should that be? It's effective the 4th of September. New judge will complete a term that ends July 31st, 2027. Who should that be? I wonder who should it be? 833-212-1017 is the number. Who should it be? Who should take over? 833-212-1017 is the number. And I was actually, oh my gosh, is this serendipity or what? So I was looking at this and I said to myself, who, what, and yes, I'm going there. What black female could be mayor? What black female could be governor? Who should take over for this judge? Because, you know, we do judges the same way we do other people. They run, and once they get in, we just kind of leave them in like, you know, a lost shoe in a bucket. Yeah, let's just leave it over there. We'll just, you know, have it stay and not really bother with all the other stuff. Wow. So, you know, it just dawns on me that, you know, who are we going to tap? Who do you suggest takes over for this judge? 833-212-1017. Preferably a person of color. I'm just saying. Or a woman. Or both. I'm just thinking. Wow. So EVC said, telling young black men to throw away generational wealth for their dream for some useless Democrat politician. I'm reading the YouTube chat. To get a cushy job doing nothing for black people is pure foolishness. Mao said, well, there are currently black athletes making tons of money and only a few of them have reached the billionaire status. And even fewer have secured generational wealth. Well, that's not true. That's not true. First of all, you got to have generations to have generational wealth. So you need three generations to say you have generational wealth. So in order to have generational wealth, you have to have it literally be present for three generations. Now, if you don't, then you don't have generational wealth. So you have to have wealth from my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my father, or my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother. I would be generation number four, therefore we have generational wealth. Depends on what you plan to do with it. Depends on how you generate that particular thing, because some people may already have generational wealth. They just don't have as much generational wealth as somebody else. But they may still have it. They just may not feel. Now, what you have to do is ask, what number, right? Listen to what I'm saying. What number do you need in order to say you have generational wealth? Like three generations from now, how much do you believe you need in order to say, yep, I got some money? Like my grandmother, great-grandmother, all that stuff left me some money. So in order to do that, you have to make sure that there's enough money left over for three generations. Does that mean if you have $10,000 and you have, you know, $20,000 the next generation and $30,000, then you have generational wealth? Or are we talking about a minimum? What number makes you wealthy? What number makes you wealthy where you can say, I got this? Is it a million? If you invest it at 5% and live off of it, you're going to make around 50 grand. Is that enough for you to have? Like, all those things play a part in when we talk about generational wealth. And so you don't have to be a billionaire to have generational wealth. You don't have to have tens of millions of dollars to have generational wealth. You just want to live comfortably. That's what I think wealth should do. I'm just saying. For me, living comfortably means when I want to go somewhere, I don't really think about what I have to do in order to get there. I just go to the airport, get on a plane, and go. For me, that would mean I'm good. Not where I live. Well, Mao said that, but the money should be still generated to maintain or increase the wealth. That's because people have to learn to live off the interest and not the principal. You understand what I'm saying? You need to make that bigger. And if you keep, if you keep making that bigger over time, that number of interest will get bigger. That's all you have to do. And then you won't end up like the Vanderbilts, flat broke because you started spending the principal and then it ran out. That's all I'm saying. It's really easy to do. It's easy to look at. Todd said, if I could change my answer to the treadmill question, it would be, they're not critical thinkers. Interesting. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up next. It's great hanging out with you on today. I will see you on tomorrow. Black Book Thursday, the spook who sat by the door. God bless. Take care. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you. Hey, y'all. God bless. I'm out.
Be quiet.
Chicken head.